You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Shark Tank.
My sexy podcast.
Where entrepreneurs seek an investment to start, grow, or save their business.
Our cakes are the future of the wedding cake.
How clever that is.
If the sharks hear a great idea.
When you walked in here, I thought cha-ching, a-ling-a-ding-dong.
Cha-ching, a-ling-a-ding-dong, my listeners. I have missed you. I caress you with my voice right now.
Not a special guest.
Not a special guest at all. I cannot bold, highlight, or underline how lackluster this guest is.
Yeah.
You guessed it. The infamously mediocre Lisa Traeger.
I think you're on to
something. Am I even on?
I think you're on to something.
No,
can you not hear yourself in your headphones?
No.
You didn't speak about it till now. We've been talking for a good 10 minutes.
I mean, I don't care, really.
Usually, if I'm like nice and warmed up, I can come here and be like, well, anything on the rift town, they're back, ups and down, up. But not today.
No, I mean, today was I didn't do anything.
What kind of not anything?
I woke up, laid around, played my Simpsons, tapped out, went on the internet.
How much money do you think you've spent on your Simpsons app?
Like $120.
Okay,
$140.
So not bad.
No,
but are you lying to me or are you telling the truth?
No, I'm definitely telling the truth. But it's on a different credit card.
That's what people say. I go.
She's
then
so cool.
I started doing sexy chats with my man friend in Scotland.
Okay, not just sexy chats. You had full sex with him.
Last summer.
No, but in you
oh, like
said
videos?
I
yeah, yeah.
called you. You said I'm going into the shower. No, you texted. I'm going to the shower to have long distance sex with my friend from Scotland.
Yeah, phone sex. Yeah, but that's not actual sex.
But you didn't hear his. You were never like on the phone, being like, and now I'm doing this, and he was like, oh yeah, you doing that? It wasn't fluid like that.
No. It's like a video.
It's like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, it's a scavenger hunt. And then I watched Sex in the City and took a nap. And now it's 3 p.m.
That's a fabulous day.
I don't know.
International sex.
I guess.
And then
fun.
Living in New York City, shunning New York City, being like, ugh, too much New York City, and then watching Sex in the City.
Yeah. I was actually watching episodes when they were in L.A.
Oh.
So it's a lot of meta stuff, whatever that means.
Okay, now.
But we do have a big day tomorrow.
You and I?
November 6th.
November 6th, yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is our show at Union Hall. If you haven't got tickets yet and it's not sold out, go to the New York Comedy Festival.com. Is it nycomedyfest.com?
Okay. With Google now, the fact
Yeah, like,
that
why are you even talking about URLs?
Yeah, it's so annoying.
Saying yeah, that's true.
You can spell
you know
things
such
so
a
wrong.
Silly girl that really is just a. How do I. I always explain you as like a drunk Russian baby inside the body of a woman. But then sometimes you like, you know, you'll just like hiccup a genius idea.
I don't know how genius that is, but you could literally spell things as wrong as you want.
No, but for years
Google
people have been saying .com and you just said it.
Yeah, just go to Google.
Am I giving you too many compliments?
Yeah. I'm wearing an ill-fitting sweatshirt, but literally New York Comedy Festival or the Union Hall website
or just
how
like,
many questions?
How many questions? YouTube.com/how many Qs, though. That's how you do find how many questions. Because if you Google how many questions, they'll be like, what do you mean? You know?
It'll come up.
So far, like, is everybody into this podcast?
But I can't make them stay.
I like that you're annoyed at first, but she lulls you into a trance that you can't deny.
Yeah. What was that? A door slam?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I always wanted to be a Foley artist as a kid.
That, for those of you listening at home, is someone who plays with foliage.
That's not it at all.
That's the
foliage is leaves.
Yeah. But like, okay, so what's a Foley artist?
They make noises for movies.
So what, when you dreamed of doing that, what was like the pinnacle of where you would get to?
Like rubbing a balloon? I don't know.
Rubbing a balloon.
And making a certain noise that they needed.
Rubbing a balloon is like your Netflix special.
Yeah.
Of foliage.
I want my album to be called Meats.
Oh, we have a guest.
Meats and Cheeses.
Sorry, hold on.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh my God, you look so deformed.
I don't have any eyes. I have one mouth in my bum hole, and when I poo-poo, I gag. Also, I have this problem. At least that's what people say. People talk about me all the time. And they say that. But I can't make them stay. They say that I can't make my boyfriend stick around.
You have a boyfriend?
No eyes, butthole, mouth. Lots of boyfriends.
That's my biggest pet peeve. Deformed people with spouses drives me so insane.
I feel like I've said to you, sometimes I see like mismatched lesbian couples where I'm like, yo, that girl is like wonky patonky and doesn't have any sense of style or found her gender, but she has this hot girlfriend. There's all sorts of different circumstances. I think in that circumstance, it's that you exude some sort of confidence that it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
With the people that hate their own face. Their confidence exudes.
Yeah, probably. Because they've had to.
I'm addicted to plastic surgery. It's like, how are you? Or like these eating disordered people. It's like, how are you wanting to be a part of all this? It just seems crazy. But whatever.
Was that you or me?
That was my throat.
Oh, that just made this podcast way better.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think we've just been spending too much time together that now at this podcast, we really have nothing to explore. Actually, that brings up a great point. My father made me collect owls when I was a child.
Real life owls?
No, knickknacks. But I had a collection of over 200 owls. And then he went to the school in fifth grade behind my back and made the library do a. Like a presentation of my owls, and it's at Lisa's wonderful and wise owl.
No.
Yeah, so I go to the library. There's a goddamn picture of me with a poster and all of my owls.
No. First of all, I love how you pretend like you were upset about that.
As a kid, of course.
No, you didn't want attention as a kid
for the owls.
Yes,
the creepiest thing I did.
But how did he even get in there to do that
without speaking English or having any social skills? I'm not sure, but he sure did. He probably looped my sister.
Way to go, Henry. Is your dad's name Henry?
No, my dad's name, well, his American name's Sam, but his name's Simeon.
Simeon. Hey.
But telemarketers are like, is Seaman there?
Simeon's a black person's name.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm just going to go ahead
it's
and
It's also,
say
I
it.
Think, a shitty phone company.
Should we start talking about the real issues?
Yeah. So we have a show at Union Hall with a lot of fabulous guests.
No, but I mean like the real issues of the
day. Oh, catcalling?
Catcalling. What do you feel about catcalling?
Oh, my friend actually brought up a really great point.
Nobody cares about catcalls?
No, she just said, she's like, listen, this is the world. If someone says something and you don't want to interact, that's fine. And the
that's
problem
what
with
I said
calling,
to you yesterday and you didn't say agree.
Hold on. She said the problem is that the men, because of their privilege, don't allow you to, and then they get mad at you. But if everyone just allowed everyone, like, express yourself, if you don't want to respond, if you could safely
yes.
not respond,
yeah.
then that's fine. And so I kind of liked that, where it's like, maybe the initial, hi, how are you, isn't, or like, you're pretty, or isn't the issue. It's the issue of if you're not in the mood to respond.
Threatening people is not okay.
Yeah.
And alluding to threatening people is not okay. But
it's
the word catcall, if it's like, if what you're saying to me, you could be saying to a cat, like, he did a bitty bitty booty. And I'm not, then it's my choice to be a cat or not. I choose to be a woman, so I don't mind. If it qualifies as something you would say to a cat, it's fine.
I just feel like it's, I read this thing about Tumblr communities and how, like, a lot of, like, majority kind of people, like just white privileged people, mm-hmm. want to be a minority so bad. So they like label themselves
white people.
So they label themselves as queer, like weird subgenres of sexuality that aren't real,
yeah,
just
to
feel like
feel
a minority.
Like, yeah.
So I think it's like a lot of what's happening on the internet is just like these privileged girls that just have nothing to kind of do.
I think Shauna, my wife wants to be a minority.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is that why she married you?
Yeah, she only dated, like, she dated Asian girls and me and I guess white boys, though.
What was her percentage of man-to-woman dating before she met you?
Still 100% men.
Oh, really?
No, I'm kidding.
You just said an Asian woman.
No. She dated, like, a few women and then me. But she was also sleeping with men, too. She was in San Francisco just... living it up for the good times, living it up for the peace of mind.
Oh, yeah.
And fight each other for a deal.
I'll give you the 35K. I want to be a 50-50 partner.
If you were on Shark Tank, do you know what you would present?
If I already had an invention, do you think I'd be sitting here with you? That I could go to Shark
yep,
Tank with?
That's what your invention is, our business.
I don't know about Shark Tank. I wouldn't like to make the rich richer.
No matter what you do in business, you're going to make the rich richer.
I'm going to make me richer.
You're not going to have any. Yeah, you actually said if you had millions of dollars, you'd produce the pilot you wrote.
Yeah. I don't want to make anyone that's not creative rich. Like that. Like maybe the guy from FUBU, he seems kind of dumb. Like maybe I'd work with him. He said on TMZ, he turned down Uber. He turned down investing in Uber. And I guess they made like $1 billion, like something insane last year. But yeah, he had the opportunity and he turned it down.
You're finally seeing the future after 7 years.
That doesn't say to me I've got entrepreneurs that are hungry to run.
That lady's drunk. Lisa, has anything dramatic happened to you since we last spoke to you? Or?
I mean, we took a road trip. And you made me talk about the most horrific thing that's happened to me.
That's what I was trying to get to, but I didn't know whether you wanted to.
No, I know. That's what you were doing.
Next on My Sexy Podcast.
I don't like that noise at all. That is
that's
scary.
Like 60
that's
minutes.
Freddy Krueger.
That's 60 minutes.
Oh.
Lisa has never said, I feel like you never talked about this, but I asked you what the worst thing that ever happened to you was. And then she's like, yeah. And then she tilts her head back. It was a little bit of a conundrum. Not really. It's not like you can just see that there's been lots of scars there. And she's like, yeah, I kept on getting cut open as a child because they couldn't figure out what was wrong with my throat.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
A weird goiter.
But I didn't tell you that to relate to you that I had like crazy mustache times. I mean, you could probably assume it. Or if you've seen any of my stand up from the 80s, you know all about it. But yeah, like I had.
Yeah, your people are very hairy people.
And it just kept on sprouting. Like I had just like a thin layer of hair. And then just like overnight it thickened. And then I had to go to electrolysis every single week.
And that was what, eighth grade?
That was when I was 12. Okay. What grade is it? What grade
sixth.
Is it?
Sixth, seven.
Yeah. So then I had to go every week. Then I realized 3 years into going to electrolysis that nothing was happening and that electrolysis is actually supposed to work and her machine wasn't plugged in or something. But she was a really nice Russian lady named Ida, and I'd go into her house that always smelled like special Ida sauce. And then eventually I had to leave her for Tina.
And then Tina is the one that burned
Tina's
you?
Tina's the one. No, Burn was a salon.
Okay.
But Tina got rid of my mustache.
That's great. My mom, when we moved to America, my mom was like in her 40s and she had a full-on mustache. I mean, with my hot dad, I don't know how he put up with it. She had
Was your dad sexy?
Yeah. He was like Jude Law and Daniel Craig combined. He was like really hot.
Sexy dad.
And she had a full-on mustache, and we lived in Chicago, and then we took a Greyhound bus to New York for a family trip, and our New York relatives were horrified. And they all started waxing my mom's upper lip.
I've waxed my mom's upper lip, and my mom's the white one.
I don't mind my mustache. I mean, I hope it doesn't get worse, but like, every time I get my eyebrows down, they're like, upper lip too. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, get the fuck out of there. That's what I say. I'm like, I already electrolysized it, and they laugh because they're still. You can make music that good without some sort of like
mind trick. I mean, Max Martin and I don't remember his partner's name have created every big pop song in the last 15 years.
No.
Yeah, Max Martin created I Want It That Way, Hit Me Baby One More Time, Stronger, all of Katy Perry, Kelly Clarkson, Taylor Swift.
You are good for trivia.
What else did he do? I mean, he's created every pop hit. Max Martin. He's a Swedish guy, long hair.
Cut to Max Martin on Shark Tank.
Can you actually look up how much he's worth? I look it up.
You're gonna look up how much Max Martin is worth?
Yeah. I'm so curious because he's done everything.
All right, Max Martin. Max Martin, net worth. Do you ever look up people that you know's net worth?
I don't know anyone's net worth. $250 million. I thought it was going to be more.
Yeah, but still, that's $250 million.
NSYNC.
He's from Stockholm.
Yeah, that's why I said Sweden. Oh, God. Oh, and then he works with a producer, Dennis Pop, who's so they work together. Oh, they did Ace of Base. Yeah, I mean, As Long As You Love Me, Quit Playing Games With My Heart. It's nuts. He's a pop super genius. I heard with Rihanna what they do is...
Hang her upside down?
No, yeah. That's funny.
just like any...
No, when I opened my phone, I had weird porn where there was a woman hanging upside down.
What?
And then you said it. And I was like, did you see my
no.
phone?
No. Wait, but, what weird porn with a woman hanging upside down?
Just, that's what it was.
But like ropes on yeah, both yeah. her feet and then... People are just drive by, give her head. that was my sound effect. Foliage complete.
Thank you.
But Rihanna, what they do is they go to Hawaii, get a huge house, and then invite
smoke so much weed.
Yeah, yeah. Invite writers and producers from all over the world, and they all just sit there and create music for her, and then she records it.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Yeah, or like Sia sends her
shit. Do you think that they pay them a lot of money, or is it about the experience of being there? And then like whatever you, like nobody's paid, everybody's paid because.
No. If you write a song, you make a lot of money. The classic example is like a Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey. Whitney yeah. Houston didn't write or produce any of her music, so she was never as, but Mariah Carey
So she wasn't
wrote,
as good as everyone says she
No,
is.
Her voice was incredible.
Yeah.
But she just didn't make that money. But the people who write and produce make the junk of the money.
Mems, when we thought we were going to Whitney Houston's old house?
Yes. And that's why a lot of pop stars, it's like written by both of them because they want that money. But Mariah has written all of her songs, and that's why you get to keep more
Looks
of
like
it.
Garcia's got
Sorry,
a
we've
car.
Got a quick commercial break.
I don't know. I thought you bought a Buick.
Today's episode is brought to you by Buick. Buick. Buy a Buick, drive a car. Well, look at you now.
My mom has a Buick.
You're undercover a little bit wealthy family?
No. Very like American dream situation.
American dream where like they're set up, they're fine.
No, I mean, they own their house and the cars and stuff, but like my dad was a school bus driver. My mom was an accountant.
Yeah, so you're loaded.
Yeah, so loaded.
Oh, now I know why he let her have a mustache, because she had the better job. Duh.
No, in Russia, he was killing it, but...
I would only
this bullshit voice?
Be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you.
Singing is the best. I wish I could do it. I really do.
Close your eyes and do it.
Oh, I would make my mom sit, not look at me, and then I would sing songs to her and be like, am I good? And she'd be like, listen, you have a lot of other skills.
My mom didn't tell me, honest.
Hysterically.
I cried. My one time. Okay, so my mom once on this podcast told everybody that I made up reasons to cry for a year in my life when I was, and I was like, how old was I? 19? She was like, no, probably like 15. I was too old to be doing it. But one of the times that I cried, I remember, was... I said I wanted to be a pop star. And then my sweetie little mother was like, well, then we'll put you in music lessons. And then I went into music lessons. I went to keyboarding classes. But I was like 5 years older than everyone in the beginner class. But then the lady didn't really register that. And she thought I was like a genius. Anyways.
No, guys. I took viola. I took singing classes. I was in musicals, theater. I couldn't do it. I just don't have a good voice.
Sing this lyric.
Play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate. I can't. I got too embarrassed.
Oh, also we discovered that Lisa is a grown-up Sophia Grace from...
The internet. From the Ellen
From the
show.
Internet. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what were we talking... Oh, my parents. Like, they're frugal people. When we moved to America, we were, like, full-on, like, living in an apartment. My sister and I slept in the dining room. My dad worked in a factory at night. Like... My mom had to learn English. We were, you know, welfare, just like clothes from Goodwill places.
Do you remember in school, did people treat you like, ugh, that's the Russian girl that sleeps in our living room?
No, because everyone was poor and weird. That time, during like the early 90s, so many Russian Jews came.
Yeah.
And the Jewish community where we moved was really helpful. So like I went to school with a bunch of Jews. I went to a Jewish school. So like everyone's kind of poor and weird or Hasidic or like they're not, it's not... That kind of situation.
Are Russian Jews are Hasidic sometimes?
Yeah. Or Chabad or whatever, yeah. I mean, we're not. But I had to... Yeah, I got in trouble
for having
shorts.
Is anyone in your
family
Hasidic?
No. That would be a terrible thing. I mean, most families that are, like, not religious are really upset when their kids become religious. Because my friend from growing up, like, she was just a normal person, and now she's, like, wig wearing, you know.
I mean, I guess it's kind of
and her mom was really upset. I mean, their wedding sucked. All the Russian relatives were like.
And it's about falling in love with someone that, yeah, right?
What do you mean?
You don't become Hasidic without, like, marrying into a Hasidic family.
She's always just wanted to be a kept woman. Like, she's never wanted to work. She's always wanted to just sit home and cook.
So that
and
works for
I
her,
think
yeah.
she, I mean, she talks about spiritual shit. I don't believe her. I think she just became Hasidic, like, Orthodox to meet a husband, and then she did. But she married this 27-year-old, and that means, because she was always fun. Like, she's had tattoos. She did cocaine, had blue hair.
She has tattoos?
Yeah. But, like, she married this 27-year-old who's clearly never had sex with anyone. So she married this virgin. But she has a kid now. I haven't seen him. I actually bought the kid a gift and then gave it to another kid. I wonder if any of this is going to, like, one day I'm going to get calls from my friends being like, why were you saying this
about me? That's the thing about podcasts, is that you don't really think about what you're saying. I have something that I want to talk about, but I'm kind of worried about. I want to talk about the Gian Gomeshi thing, but I am worried about that.
Why? Because you might be looped into court, or?
No, not looped into court. I just don't, like, I'm like thinking about the story a lot, and some people have asked me because they know that I went on a date with him, and it's like a huge story in Canada. Basically what happened, this guy Gian Gomeshi, who hosted this radio show called Q, has been accused of, like, being violent during sex and not during sex to women that were not consenting to the violence. And he's basically playing it off like, oh, we're just having crazy sex and it was always consensual. But there's, like, legit lawyers, business people, like, that have no motive other than to just say, like, yeah, it's crazy. He's abusive. He needs to be stopped. And his show's been yanked. Anyway, I do feel like talking about it, but at the same time, it's just like, I don't, you know.
You don't want your opinion out there? I mean, do you consider him a friend?
I guess, yeah, kind of, like, in an old school way. Like, do you consider blue hair Hasidic Jewish girl a friend?
I do. I mean, no, not anymore.
Yeah,
I mean. Friendship is two ways, right? So eventually what happened with her friendship, and that's, like, our group of friends, was we only saw her when she was getting married or had a kid. You know, we were all at our wedding, and one of our friends was like, I bet you $1 million the next time we see her will be when she's pregnant. And that's what it was. And to me, it's like, I don't want to just see you when it's Passover. And if you're not going to come to any of my shows ever, you're not going to, like, talk about my life, congratulate, and I have to, like, keep congratulating you on these life decisions that I don't agree with. Like, I don't want to be.
Yeah, I guess the whole thing is, it's like, maybe it's the first time in my life that it's like, there's a, like a vague friend, not a friend that I, like, if I saw him, we would talk. Like, there was a time where I was, like, he was working on a show, and so I would call in every week. And during that time, we would text a lot. And we actually did go on a date to the movies. And then it's just, I guess, part of me is like, oh, I don't want to have, like, I didn't want to bring it up at first because I didn't want to bring it up in a way of, like, it's clickbait. Like, everybody's into the, like, talk about it to talk about it. But it is just something, I don't know. And I don't know. I just wonder, like, will he go to jail? Like, what, like...
I mean, I don't know how Canada does with
and
sexual
assault. He should have, like, you know, maybe the punishment of losing a show is enough. And maybe the things that he did were, like, vague enough in the world of, like, yeah, maybe he never, you know, no one had, like, crazy black eye. Like, you know, no one had Rihanna face to anyone's knowledge. But, or maybe they did. But it's just like it's a fine line between... Or a confusing place to be where you're like, oh, no, I know the good part of that person. But every fucking bad person has a good part. Osama bin Laden, I'm sure there was a bunch of people that are like, character witness, he's a dope guy, man. He buys his pizza all the time.
Yeah. No, I bet he was a really cool uncle to have.
I guess that's also the key to getting away with this kind of stuff. And, like, the reason why it hasn't been reported for so long is because he has had this other side to him that's been...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying this about him, but, like, a lot of, like, psychopaths and sociopaths that, like, commit crimes, the reason they're able to get away with it is because they're able to blend into society and be regular. I mean, I don't know if anyone's watched Dexter, but that's, like, what he had to do. You have to, like, so everyone's like, oh, yeah, he's just a great neighbor and a dad and whatever. Of course, I didn't believe, you know, that's, like,
do you think that
what you have to do.
Do you think that on an average year in New York City that you ride the subway with a killer?
I don't know, because I don't think there's enough smart people to get away with crime. Like, if there was a killer, I'm sure they'd be caught.
Do you think you could get away with a crime?
Absolutely not.
No.
No. I don't think like, I'd be able to kill someone.
Trip on the body, pocket dial, the police. Oh, I have a serious thing to tell you. What about if during our show tomorrow at Union Hall, at one point, this part plays? Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Just that part.
Just the brain part?
No, I think the part where she says she goes on too many dates and she can't make them stay.
Yeah, you could do whatever you want. I really don't care. I know this is our show, but like, who cares, right? No, I care a lot. But anything fun, as long as it's funny, you don't want to lose the crowd again, which you're like pretty good at doing.
Like we did with the pot. Shut the fuck up. I have to just control. I think I have to just, the same way Taylor Swift's music is created with like a calculation, I need to calculate how many times I go deep and hard.
That was me crinkling. I don't know if everyone will hear. That was me crinkling up some croissant. I do have butter still. Still butter.
Licking the butter.
Butter's great.
I'm going to go ahead and promote one podcast called Serial that is so good. It's about a murder mystery.
Yeah, I mean, I, in my life.
Go ahead. The way.
You can't really talk when Whitney is playing.
No, to the beat. Is there not a beat in this? No, beats are drums. And I will always. If you're still listening,
love you.
God, I love your patience for me.
We'll always.
Ursula Fry is coming up next. On today's episode of My Sexy Slow Moving Podcast. I think people like a slow moving podcast.
I was gonna say,
who needs so many topics and like content?
I was gonna say
what?
That like I'm very happy with my life and what I'm doing, and I'm like good at it, and I have fun, and I like my friends. But in a different world, I wish I was smarter, and I wish I could be like a cool detective or like CIA government kind of employee.
You would be the best detective.
I'd be really bad at it, but like that is just like something I've always wanted. But
picturing you as a detective makes me think that is going to be your first movie. Your first feature film.
I wish. I mean, when I was a kid, junior high, I wanted to be a forensic psychologist. Who knows? And I would
read.
What
is forensic psychologist?
I don't even know if that's what it is, but that's what I would tell people. But I wanted to be a psychologist in prison and like work with murderers. So I would read all of these psychologists' accounts of murder, like their interviews of, in jail. I'd watch documentaries. I'd read James Patterson books. I'd watch Oz.
Did you not?
No,
be able
I
to
loved it. My parents were like, why are you watching this anal rape jail show? And I'd be like, I want to work with these people.
Why do you only ever watch videos of women upside down?
So it was like a weird time. And then you realize you're just like not smart enough to do stuff.
Do you ever go so still like deep into the rabbit hole of death and murder?
Yeah, once in a while I'll read. There's like a serial killer website that has like all of them, like a catalog. And I'll go read like some obscure ones and like their life story and stuff.
Right.
What their murders are, how people escaped murders.
So much.
Not a business, it's a hobby.
It's been 7 years. We're used to people not getting it, but once they get it, they love it.
What have you done for 7 years that people just don't get?
I don't even know. Yeah, I haven't even done stand-up for 7 years.
What?
Stand-up's, I don't know what I've done for 7 years. Like the Backstreet Boys. I don't know. I have a Red Hot Chili Pepper tattoo.
Is everything fixed up with your throat now?
Yeah. I mean, I still have a thyroid disorder that I'm like pretty careless about, but.
And when we looked up your ingredients of what to eat and what not to eat.
It was like what to eat if you have a hypothyroid. Like decadent seafood.
Dairy.
Sushi. Tuna.
Bread.
Yeah, and then it's a don't eat like kakakababa, like some weird, like weird things, madavi,
kale. What's madavi?
I have no
idea. That's a wine.
There was like five things on the list that I didn't even know what they were. This is the best. Well, not today's November 5th, but Halloween is the best time to be on social media because everyone just posts their costumes. It's like so exciting.
Who's got the best costume that you've seen?
I don't know yet.
What are you going to be? What did you be for Halloween? Self-correcting.
I was Luann Van Houten, which is
my darling you.
How did that work out for
you? Which is Milhouse's mom.
What if you found another a man wearing a Simpsons
Kirk
outfit
Van Houten?
And then you did sex with him?
I mean, that's the goal. I did. Well, I'm on my period, but.
Did you have to text your Scotland guy to be like, listen, things are going down here and I just can't.
No, he sent me two videos of him coming on a girl's face and then having sex with a girl.
But did that not. What did that make you feel?
At first I thought it was weird, and then I watched it a few times, but then he was like, I sent him this video, and then he was like, I'd like a video of you having sex, so the next time you have sex. And I was like, okay. But yeah, he's just like a fucking weirdo.
What does he look like?
He looks like a fucking like hooligan football thug. He was in America. He comes to Chicago to teach kids soccer.
Oh my God.
And he just teaches kids soccer. He's really, he's actually short.
Okay.
But.
5 foot what?
Maybe like 5'6". He's short. He kind of looks like he would be painting your house.
Ooh.
Just like kind of a scumbag.
It really confused me because this guy, Jerry, that painted my parents' place was so sexy and I was attracted to him. And I held on to that memory for so long when I was like, oh, you don't need to come out. You're definitely attracted to Jerry. Jerry, the man in all white. Jerry.
Do you think there's going to be a time where...
Jerry!
Coming out's not a thing and everyone's just like gay when they're
probably,
six and it's cool.
Probably because like there was a time where probably if you wanted to be a woman that was wearing pants, you'd have to be like, guys, I'd like to hold a meeting and let you know what I'm doing with the bottom part of my body.
Yeah.
But now you don't have to do that because people are just like wear whatever you want, be whoever you want to be in that sense in Western. I think it'll be like, yeah, in New York, like I think it's already in growing up in San Francisco or New York or even Toronto or like big cities and cool parents don't have expectations.
Yeah.
Although, you know, to be 100% honest, Sean and I were walking through a park and we saw this like little boy playing football with his parents. And it was just like, you kind of want these classics, you know, like you kind of like, I would love to have a little baby boy that's like so fucking masculine.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if he was like super artsy, cool, if he's feminine, he's got to have something else. He's got to like do like a football equivalent in creativity.
Like say like anything.
Well, be good at forensic murder psychology.
You want your kid to be good at something
and like something.
Yeah, you don't want your kid to be working at Jewel Osco for 15 years.
What's Jewel Osco?
It's like a Dominick's or a Kroger.
No, I don't know those either.
It's just a grocery store.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Food Emporium. You know, whatever.
Jewel Osco's, the food emporium of the South, West, and Northern Hemisphere.
I don't like it.
I'm sorry. That was a little leftover Halloween treat.
Yeah, because I do like that the Jolie Pitts have their little kid Shiloh be like super masculine.
Yeah, that's good.
I like it a lot. Yeah, but because so Sabrina and I did a show together and a girl that clearly did not mean to be hateful, but like probably just a dumb idiot. Kept being like, her parents were the show, and she kept being like, I'm not gay. Don't worry. I'm not gay.
Well,
don't
she just
worry.
Said that
don't
a
worry.
Times.
Don't worry. Like, 8 times, though. And then it was an audience of, like, all lesbians. It was just so weird.
It was not. There was enough lesbians, but also it's just, like, that mentality. It's sad that she had that in her to say. That's the thing. It's like, I don't.
Yeah.
It's not. I think she asked you after if I was mad.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. I just think, A, if that's the way. If it's in you to say, I'm not gay, don't worry, then you're not actually unbiased when you say you're not gay. You know, if you're like, think about it as something to be worried about, then you're not actually thinking about what your sexuality is.
Okay.
Did you get
it? Yeah, no, it was weird. It's like that worried thing. Well, oh, did you watch The Family Stone? It's one of my favorite holiday movies.
No, but my uncle wrote it.
Oh, great. So there's a scene. It's a great.
A bunch of people can put you down.
It's a great star-studded cast. I mean,
I think I've seen
Diane Keaton, Craig T. Nelson, Rachel McAdams, Sarah Jessica Parker, Dylan McRooney or
Dylan McRooney. It's a star-studded cast. Gloria Matancha, Repson Halabadu, Lupus Tyken,
Luke Wilson. I think there's a couple.
Did I ever tell you the time I met Taylor Swift?
Yeah, you said she looked like she never ate cheese in her life, you said.
Yeah, but like nobody famous looks like they ate cheese in their life.
Hilary Duff had a pretty juicy booty.
Yeah, but she's not at the prime. I'm sure when she was at her prime, like shooting videos on tour,
she
was not eating cheese.
Yeah.
But she did look like the cheese was in her eyes. You know, like who cares? But that whole thing of like, I don't actually know how to finish the sentence, so toss that one out. But she had such good sparkles in her eyes. And when she looked at me, I was gorgeous. Like, oh, yeah, I'd murder for you. No problem.
Stunningly gorgeous face. I mean, I couldn't believe it. But what are we talking? Oh, the Family Stone. So in the movie, so it's a family. Hold on. No, I just want to bring this up.
Okay.
So it's like a family Christmas dinner or whatever, but the gay son is also deaf. And so then Diane Keaton was like, I wish all my sons were gay. And Sarah Jessica Parker's like, well, I mean, you don't really mean that. And it got really weird. She's like, well, wouldn't you just want to have a normal child? And then it was like a huge fight. Because it was like, she's like, you know, he's already deaf. Why do you want to make it harder on him? And everyone was like clearly pissed. Oh, and his husband was black.
Sarah Jessica Parker saying that?
The character.
What a bitch.
Yeah. So it is weird when it's like, you wouldn't want a gay son. It's like, I don't know, seems fun. Who cares?
Yeah, the only reason not to want. Okay, so the whole thing is that, and my parents had a big problem with, I think the foundation of it is that they think you're going to struggle. And they're going to struggle because they're going to have to explain and re-explain that, like, oh, she's still cool. She's just a little bit butch. But the whole thing is that as our world gets, more accepting of, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I don't need to explain it to you.
Well, there was I think it was in Dallas or something in the South. Did you see the clip? There was, people thought Paul Rudd was there. He wasn't. But there was a guy in a pink T-shirt and some drunk guy at the airport was just like, you know, saying awful things to him because of the pink T and then attacked him.
Okay.
Crazy.
Also, can I tell you that I was backstage at New York Comedy Club and there was a comic from Florida.
Yes.
And he was like, I'm undercover gay to him because he was like, he basically said, he's like, oh, Atlanta, that's crazy, man. Atlanta. I was doing my set. This 7-foot-tall transgender walks in. No, tranny walks in. And I thought there was going to be like an end to the story, like, and then just like fucking shot everybody or something. I don't know, like, why is it? And he's like, I couldn't even do my set just because a transgendered person walked in that you call a tranny. And it's just like, then I was like, why were you so scared? And he's like, gay people over there in Atlanta, man, they're scary. And I'm like, I highly doubt. He's like, yeah, they'll fight you. Really? That's what's going on in Atlanta?
Well, that also bothers me when people are when
antagonize gay people because they don't understand it.
It was when people were like, well, gay teens are more depressed. They have a better chance of suicide and this and that. I'm like, maybe it's because the way you're treating them. Yeah. I don't think it's because they're gay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you're leaving them out of your parties. You know?
Speaking of gays, we're going to call my mom right now. Get her on the line.
Lisa, she always ignores me.
I know. You've got to come. This is where the microphone is. So you got to come here and talk into this.
Hello?
Mommy, you're my mommy, you're my mommy, you're my mommy.
Do you know what day it is today?
It's your birthday, witchy woo.
No, it's not. What day is it today?
October 31st is the recording date, and yet November 5th is when this is being released.
Okay, so what is October 31st?
Mom, do you think I'm...
Wait, just like Halloween, or is there something else that you
want to
talk about?
It's Halloween.
Don't
but
be
it's
mean to my mom. What?
Are you dressing up?
Oh, it's Cootie's birthday!
Wait, what are you dressing up as?
What's that?
Sweet, sweet Cootie. This one goes out to you, sweetie. You're my sweet little Frenchie that I bought when I was 18, couldn't take care of it, and gave you to my parents.
With me.
Yeah, Cootie.
Yeah, loves. I should probably get her a birthday cake or something, no?
Are you dressing up for Halloween?
No.
Okay. Have you ever celebrated any North American holidays?
We're quite bad, actually. We usually, you know, turn off the lights and stay in the back of the house. But there's not hardly any kids on the street, really.
So you don't even want to see children in costumes.
We're bad.
I love Halloween.
I didn't grow up here, so I never really got into the mood. But, I mean, for the kids' sake, we did. But other than that, no.
What was your favorite costume Sabrina dressed as?
I don't know.
It was mostly just
a
variations of boys.
No. Remember I made a lion costume once?
Yeah, that was like a man lion. Oh, yeah. That was a good costume, huh?
Yeah. You know, I made the mane and everything. It was pretty good, eh?
It was real good. Mommy, we need to get straight to the issues. We need to get your opinion on this catcalling video.
Oh, the one on CNN that you sent me?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just, you know, I don't know what to say. Should I say it's typical man? Or I would have thought that today in 2014, men wouldn't do this anymore. I don't know.
You can say both
it's
of them.
It's kind of crazy.
I choose the second more opinionated thought.
Yeah, okay.
But I also think play is going to play, you know? We can't fight the fact that it does exist. So I think some people were, like, so appalled by the amount of people that talked to the girl. She was a hot girl, and it's a busy city, and she was probably also not in neighborhoods, like, busy.
Well, that's what someone posted. Like, she wasn't in Williamsburg, you know, because those people aren't going to holler.
Yeah, but on the other hand, she wasn't wearing a miniskirt. I mean, you know, like, she was, you know, relatively conservatively dressed. Like, she was not really, like, you could say somebody could be provocative for asking for it, but she really wasn't, you know. So to me, I mean, that's a little bit crazy.
Okay, Mom. Second of all, do you think I could get, if I dressed the same way, I could get as many catty collies?
Maybe not quite as many, but I'm sure you'll get some.
What's wrong with you?
Men are men.
What is wrong with you? And why are your tits bigger than mine? Why do you think that is?
Nothing's wrong with me, Bina. This is reality.
No,
right?
I'm saying what's wrong with my boobs compared to yours.
Oh, I see. Well, you should ask a man, not me. As far as I'm concerned, everything's fine with your boobs.
All right, Mom. Thank you very much. We're going to go out on that, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
We love you here at the podcast, and we just can't talk naturally.
Okay. Bye. It's raining here anyways. It's pretty miserable outside.
Okay, girl. You hold on to that life and think happy thoughts.
Bye, guys.
Stay away from hanging upside down. You know what I'm saying?
Bye.
And that concludes today's episode.
She wants
episode
nothing to
want
do me.
With you. No, she does. She can barely stand anything to do with me, and you're just too much.
Wait, are we done? I'm done?
Yeah, like do a plug for our show.
Tomorrow, November 6th, Union Hall, 10 p.m. How many questions? Live.
Guys. You're my passion and my truth. Sabja, out.
I also...
Shut up.
I like the cool bras you wear.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So goodbye.
Sugar-bye. That's a bye dipped in sugar. Goodbye. Do you think if I dress the same way, I could get as many catty collies?
Maybe not quite as many, but I'm sure you'll get some.
And I'll go fooling around and chasing old mistakes.